This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, what is meant here by human influences, Randall?
That's a good question for David, because I think he's the one who, you're the one, David, who is suggesting that in, well, I think you're suggesting in all cases that there are no objectively real aliens. This is something that comes from within the human psyche and is projected out into a subjective reality for the experiencer.
Yes, and as I've sometimes said, from inside of the human mind, which has enough alienness to fill a universe.
I think there's no question about that, especially when we look at some of the wonderful science fiction that's been written over the years.
So I think that the UFOs become both more understandable and, in my own view, more fascinating as a purely human phenomenon. And more fascinating, perhaps, because then they become comprehensible and not just enigmas far away in the sky.
Right. Maybe that's what you're looking for, though. You need that sort of comprehension because you're an academic and a thinker, and you need closure and resolution to this problem, and it's one way in your mind to get that. Whereas if you don't go that route, you don't really have an answer.
I keep thinking of the saying that when the only tool you've got is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail.
Right, and there's certainly that danger.
Yeah.
And I think that's that's prevalent in the field, and we need to be careful not to overly reinforce that.
Yeah, I guess overly reinforce it, but I don't know how you measure the overly. I actually think there's a merit to going as far out on a limb as you can and to present your position in as pure a form as you can to see where its limitations are.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I actually feel that that's very much what you're doing with the way that you're looking at it. And it's a fairly unique position, and it's certainly one worth considering.
In the beginning of the book that I'm writing now, which is going to be published by Stanford University Press, called Intimate Alien, The Hidden Story of the UFO, I claim for myself that I'm advocating a third way. I don't believe in UFOs, and I don't debunk UFOs. This is a third approach that I think acknowledges the essential point that UFOs are something enormously important, not bunk by any manner, in any sense of the word, and yet that they are not real physically.
Well, how about a fourth approach that combines all of it? Why couldn't there be, say, an alien presence that makes itself known through deception? In other words, if you've got the technology to make your craft look and behave like whatever you want it to be, especially the cultural stereotypes of the civilization you're presenting yourself to, then you're portraying something that isn't real to them and yet has an objective reality behind the facade.
And would you use that to explain the anomaly that the 1897 airships were just one step ahead of the technology of their time?
It could. It could explain that quite easily.
Yeah.
But then again, there are other explanations. We know that newspapers simply fabricated stories. We know that the psyche of the time was, that was the forward-thinking, people are going to become aeronauts type of thing. But if you get in, if you believe that the, say, really weird cases were actual cases, then there really isn't much other way to explain them other than some sort of alien technology. Now, I don't mean by alien that they necessarily come from another star system. They might be interstellar. They might not be. I don't have the answer to that. I'm just saying it comes from beyond the boundaries and constructs of our known civilization.
But they do have a certain tendency to introduce themselves as American inventors with a very strange tendency to be named Wilson.
Oh?
Yeah, Jerry Clark has written on this that the that people do claim to have met the pilot of the airship, and that they announced that they've invented this. They're American, and that it will be revealed to the public soon, which it never is. And the name Wilson keeps cropping up. Jerry Clark brought forward a really interesting case, and this intrigues me in my other hat as a Jewish historian, of what one of the witnesses was a rabbi in Beaumont, Texas, who learned that the airship had landed at a nearby farm and went out to see it and shook hands with the inventors. Now, I keep thinking, why is he telling this story? What is the reality behind it? I mean, it's the same sort of question you can ask about Hickson and Parker. What is the reality behind it? The main answer I can give is what it might have functioned, how it might have functioned for him. Here is a man who's trained in Germany, the European, in Beaumont, Texas. He's an alien, both as a foreigner and as a Jew. And by shaking hands with the pilots of the airship, he becomes part of the American, great American march of progress. You see what I'm saying?
I do. It's wonderful. I absolutely love it.
So what? Okay. So here's my question. Now, suppose we were to go back. This is impossible. It's completely impossible. But suppose we were to get into I think his name was Levy, Rabbi Levy's mind. What would he? What did he do? What did he see? What did he experience? And how much did he invent?
I don't know. So, you know, I think
I'd be inclined to say he made the whole darn thing up. But then I think of Ruth in her therapist's office watching her father standing menacingly over her.
Right.
So why couldn't Rabbi Levy have gone out to a farm and seen these aeronauts?
Had a waking dream and just, sure, it's possible. I'm just saying that doesn't rule out other possibilities in other cases as well, right? So, yeah, just painting the entire phenomena with one brush just seems to be going a little too far for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see your objection. I think at least procedurally it works best for me to start out doing that.
Yeah, I see more where you're coming from now. It's like, okay, well, let's just ask the question. Could this explain that particular case? And that's a perfectly reasonable way to go about looking at the problem or the question itself.
Now, folks, we're going to break in a moment. Now, isn't it also an important point here to not just ascribe this to one explanation? I think that's one of the problems some of us have with the ETH, that in that particular case, it's got to be spaceships or something conventional, or maybe a touch of conventional aircraft, test aircraft, that sort of thing. We've got David Halperin with J. Randall Murphy. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, we kind of touched on this, David. Maybe I want to move to it because, frankly, I expected to talk about something else like dreams, but you never know. And that is this book you're working on that's going to be published, what, 2 years from now? Can you give us kind of a preview of what we're looking for?
Yeah, it's really a setting forth of the kind of the approach that I've been talking about here. First of all, a third way to neither belief nor debunking. And secondly, and here we have to start bringing Jung in, that to see UFOs as a myth, but myths as real and important. In the pursuit of that path, I start out with my own autobiography as a Confessions of a Teenage Ufologist, and ask, what did UFOs mean to me? Since I think actually the essential question to be asked about the UFOs is, what do they mean? And then to move from there toward what they mean to others. That I try to demonstrate my idea of apparitions, of people seeing things that may be triggered by something physically in the sky, and yet which become the nucleus of a religious vision. Then from there I go to one of the main sections of the book, which is the abduction tradition, starting out with Betty and Barney Hill, and the tremendous impact that Whitley Strieber had on it. That on the one hand, you can trace it to its beginnings with the Hills. On the other hand, there's a prehistory of it that goes back. You know that whole business with the Pretionica mask?
No, tell us about that.
That there's a mask from, I think it's about 4,000 BCE, from Kosovo, which looks exactly, no, sorry, take that back, not exactly, but enough like the picture on the cover of Strieber's Communion, that people who see the two together, I've seen this, there's an intake of breath, and oh, a real startle reaction when they see that. Now, what does this mean? I don't think it's that extraterrestrials landed in prehistoric Kosovo, because the, not only my own bias, but that this mask is part of a sequence of artwork, very, very talented culture, that seems to fit perfectly in with their images of some sort of a deity, an animal, a human-faced animal, something. We're not quite sure what the mask is supposed to represent, but that there is something that Strieber accessed that is very ancient in the human psyche, and that explains, and this is one of the things that fascinates me most about Communion, is that people see that cover and have the sense they've seen the same thing. Okay, I've sort of gotten off on that a bit, but this is one thing that my book talks about. And then I talk about other sort of, I would call them collateral subjects related to the UFO, the Men in Black or the Bender mystery, the Allende mystery, the traditions of the invisible ship. And then, and Gene, I know this is something that you've done really good stuff with your interviews, the Shaver mystery, which I see as a kind of a dress rehearsal for UFOs.
I wanted to bring up a few things based on that. Shaver mystery. Now, when you look at the Shaver mystery, you're seeing in his stories, and of course they were heavily edited by Palmer, although I had the chance of managing to be in contact with Shaver in his final years. So I saw the unedited Shaver. But Palmer wrote pretty traditional pulp fiction stories about an ancient civilization that was very much like all sorts of similar legends. But there was also the indication that a lot of what happened to Shaver, this is what Palmer said, and he told me this, is that Shaver's memory of this, a lot of it was in his head. What do you think?
I think he's absolutely right, but I don't think he said that, at least, in your interview. He said that Shaver said he was in the caves for 8 years, and Palmer knew that he was in mental hospitals for 8 years, which is true, he was.
Well, that really
but,
plays up with the parallel then in the symbolism, and that would fit right in with your sort of an explanation then, wouldn't it, David?
Oh, yeah, yeah, especially since what we've got in the Shaver mystery is the alien from within.
Right.
And Palmer didn't use this to discredit Shaver at all. That he was convinced that Shaver, at least as he's represented in your interview, and you would know this, you were there, that Shaver had access to some mental realm that was not just his imagination. And it does seem like Shaver was tapping into something very, very powerful that got a certain amount of notoriety in the mid-40s, and then a year or two later blossomed in the Flying Saucers. I mean, I'm working now on the Shaver chapter right now, and I'm stunned at how prophetic Palmer was.
Palmer used to say that Shaver predicted the Flying Saucers.
And I think he's right. I think he's right. In the July 1946 issue of Amazing Stories, which actually came out, I think it was a month earlier. By then, Amazing Stories had shifted to a monthly publication. Shaver wrote a story called "The Cult of the Witch Queen," in which he assumes that spaceships are going back and forth for centuries between the Earth and Venus. And then he writes a footnote and says, well, you may ask, how come nobody ever sees them? And the answer is, people do. They're all over Charles Fort. And then Palmer predicts on the basis of this that spaceships are going to be seen. And then, lo and behold, Kenneth Arnold sees them.
And people claim to have contact with Venusians. And then Sagan debunks it all because he becomes an astrobiologist and becomes one of the first people to actually get a read on the actual atmospheric conditions of Venus.
Let's get fresh into this in our next segment. But first, we're coming on 5 years, five fun-filled years of the Paracast Plus. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast. And remember, the main feature is an ad-free version of this show with better quality audio. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com for more information. David Halperin, The Shaver Mystery, predicting the arrival of the Flying Saucers. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is lashing out over the anonymous New York Times editorial that criticized his leadership. He says he could think of maybe five people that might have written it.
People that either I don't like or respect, but they're there because in some cases they have to be governmentally, meaning they're protected. You know, we have a lot of people that are protected.
The New York Times has responded to the president in a statement. The editors expressed their confidence that the Justice Department won't participate in such a blatant abuse of government power. The paper says the president's threat underscores not just the need for a free press, but also why the Times must safeguard the author's identity. The president says the Justice Department should investigate who wrote the editorial, saying that people are disgusted that the Times ran the article in the first place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
David, really fascinating when you talk about this, at the early days of the UFO field, and Palmer, and Arnold, and Richard S. Shaver. Now, there's a story in a book, I forget the guy's name, Richard Taranto did, on Shaver, don't know if you read it, where he points out that Shaver was very possibly railroaded by his family into that mental institution.
Well, or by his in-laws. But yeah, I mean, they didn't like him, first of all, because he wasn't Jewish, that he married a Jewish girl in the Detroit art school where he studied, and also because they thought he was a lunatic, that he'd already begun hearing these voices out of his welding gun that he wrote about in his stories. And he did go into he was in a couple of mental institutions, one of which he was on leave from, and when he heard his wife had died, and he just fled, and that he used these mental institutions. He was quite explicit about it, that they were the equivalent of the underground prison of the Darrows. Do your audience know about Shaver and the Shaver mystery?
Oh, yes, we did. We've discussed that a number of times, and we had Richard Taranto on to talk about his Shaver book. My first wife, Geneva, came on the show because we both knew Shaver. So, yes, we did, yeah.
If I could ask a question of you yourself, David, are you religious yourself? Are you a believer in deities?
No and yes. I do not believe in God in any conventional sense.
By conventional sense, what do you mean?
a guarantor of justice and goodness in the world. I'm not going to use the cliche of the long robe and the long white hair and beard because I don't think that's essential. But I think if you are a believer in the biblical God, you have to have some notion, and I think probably of the gods of most religions, that this is the guardian of truth, of justice, who in some way or another enforces ethical standards. And I don't believe that that can be. Similarly, I believe that the physical world that we know of can be accounted for perfectly well without a God. But I do believe that there are depths of the human unconscious that are beyond what we understand now. And that probably this is linked very much with the UFO mystery.
So do you believe in a creator, or like an actual entity other? So in other words, you're sort of on the same page with deities as you are with UFOs, that they're a creation of man's mind.
Not quite, because I would ask, what is this unconscious? Well, I mean, Freud advocated for the individual unconscious, even though he sensed that there was something larger. He said we just shouldn't get into that until we've thoroughly explored the individual unconscious. Jung said, no, we've got to go further. Freud is great as far as he goes, but we need to go further and look for a group unconscious, something that's bigger than the individual unconscious. Now, I sometimes wonder, is it possible there's a third unconscious? Maybe call it the cosmic unconscious, which is as much bigger than the Jungian unconscious as the Jungian is than the Freudian. And that this cosmic unconscious, it may be close. Am I making any sense here?
Actually, yes.
That's very hard. Question to ask.
That's actually, no, I think you are making a lot of sense if one looks at it the way that I've filtered it through the way that I reason out things, and that is that there very well could be some other entity, say, perhaps if our universe, for example, is a multiverse, and they are able to create universes within universes, and ours could be a universe within a universe, which means there could be some universe creator out there. It doesn't necessitate that we deify it, but it doesn't preclude the possibility either.
Yeah, I wouldn't preclude it either.
It's just the actual deification process that if we leave that out, then we sort of get the same thing, but we don't. We don't have to become devotees, so to speak.
And perhaps we can agree that religious phenomena are both important and in some sense real, though we may not be able to define in exactly what sense they are real.
Right. Well, I've had what would be called an archetypal religious experience. It's pretty powerful, a really interesting story, probably a little bit too much to get into here. But another question for you, and I was kind of dying to ask this one because one of the things that I do as a person with a keen interest in the subject is I look at all sides of things. Of course, I have Jung's book and I have a number of others, and yours sounds like it would make a fantastic addition to any ufology library. But when I get looking at religion, one of the things they do to try and figure out what they're talking about is to look, try and find an objective reference to what the words mean. And so I got myself a copy of Unger's Bible Dictionary. Now, I don't know if you know who he is, but he has a PhD and so on from the Dallas Theological Seminary. And anyway, he's done a lot of work on trying to figure out what ancient peoples meant by the words that we use today. Have you heard of him, and are you able to comment on whether I should be using another dictionary, or is that a pretty good one?
I don't know that one, but I don't. That says nothing about it.
Oh, okay.
It may be perfectly perfectly fine.
Right. So, for example, when they talk about heaven and the heavens in Scripture, he goes back and traces the etymology and the evolution of the word and says that the original intent was what we would say today as the sky. And he's not talking about like von Daniken. He's really gone back and done some intense study on it at a PhD level. So I think that really helps to try to put some objectivity in the interpretation.
Yeah, to the extent that it can be done. Now, I think it is very clear that in the Bible, at least the Old Testament, heaven, when the writers speak of the heavens, all they mean is the skies.
Right.
That
yeah.
That it's not like, are you going to heaven?
Right. The whole old sort of La La Land thing was created later down the road in history, more as what? Well, I guess I kind of go follow along the lines as a means of behavioral control, so that you have the reward of if you follow the will of the church, you'll be rewarded later with when you retire to heaven.
Let me just throw something out here on the religious question here. And that is, I had a couple of comments, and I didn't make a big deal of it, because we're going to cover religion from different angles, especially as it may pertain to paranormal events. The feeling here that maybe, Randall, you attacked organized religion or the religious philosophies too much. My point is, you have a right to your opinion. We have a right to be religious, not religious, somewhere in the middle. We have a right to be Christians, Jews, and Muslims, and whatever else there is out there. We have a right to be that way. We have a right to be pagans. We have a right to be Wiccans if we like to. We got more to come with David, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Kurt 70, author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
I want to just go back, just briefly back to the Shaver chapter before we continue, because this sounds like a fascinating book. What do you think about Shaver? Did he actually have a real experience that formed the basis for all the stories he wrote?
I think he must have had one that was real to him. I mean, your interview with him produced a story that I haven't seen anywhere else. I don't know if you have, which is that it started with his looking at cloud formation. And I'm wondering whether you make anything out of that.
I just listened to what he said. I felt he was sincere. I couldn't believe he was a nutcase. I don't see a nutcase there. Maybe I don't know anything.
I don't know what the word nutcase means.
Well, I think the implication here is that he's in a mental institution, he's mentally ill, and therefore you can't believe anything he says. But he could have had a genuine internal experience that opened him up to something, and that's no different than a UFO abduction.
You quoted his story about how he went on a boat with his friends from the underworld, and they entered a cave, and that was how they entered the cave. And then the Darrow attacked them and killed everybody except him. And then he escaped in his boat. And I have the sense that he's gone into the realm of the dead. And it's sort of like he's going back across the River Styx.
Absolutely.
So and if we're going to assume that this mythology of an underworld that you reach by crossing a river is something that's part of the human psyche, then I don't know why Shaver couldn't have experienced that. Possibly triggered in some way that never became clear to me by the peculiar cloud formation that he saw.
Remember here also, when I interviewed Palmer, he said something that he had written about quite a few times. He stayed with Shaver for a few days, and that night he heard voices too.
Yep.
And he said he heard multiple voices talking over one another, so it couldn't be Shaver.
doing this.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah,
because again, if we're to look at the possibility that there is some sort of an objectively real external influence, we have the technology to make sounds appear in people's minds now. And so why couldn't it be possible for some, even us, to study that? I suppose back then it might have been a little too early, but if we have some alien anthropologists wanting to study our reaction, they could certainly do that just to see what's going on. In a mental hospital would be a really interesting place to do some of those exact kinds of experiments.
So, and you could run it that way, or you could run it the apparition way, that Palmer experienced something that might be akin to apparition, that he heard voices that came from inside him.
Sure. But then again, I mean, how did they get there? That's the question. I mean, there's just there's that stimulus response again. Before we get too far along here, what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you guys, is we've got a question in our question bank on the forum from a poster who goes by the name of Farlig Guldstein. And
Wait a minute. What is that name again, sir?
Farlig Guldstein.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Or if it means something to someone else, I'm just saying that's what's on there. And let's see here. He asks, maybe UFOs are not from space, but how would reports like the following arise solely from the mind? And he cites the 1971 Delphos landing case, the Tehran fighter jet interception, where you have visual and radar, and the Nimitz case more recently, where you've got the FLIR and plus observation of this tic-tac UFO.
Yeah, those are really good questions. I'll take the radar visual evidence upsets me less than things like Delphos. Okay, because it seems to me that there are numerous cases where things are detected on radar and not seen, including one of the classic cases from the Belgian wave, or where they're seen but they never appear on radar. So I would be prepared to say that radar visual cases may be a coincidental intersection of false radar returns and some sort of illusion in the sky. Now, what the Delphos, though, is more problematic. And I can think of, offhand, I can think of three cases like that. There's Trans-en-Provence in France, and the one that I know best, which is Socorro, New Mexico, in 1964, where there seemed to be traces left behind by the UFOs. In Socorro, it is possible that there was one witness, a patrolman named Zamora, and it's possible he could have dug those holes himself, but that would make him a liar and a hoaxer, and everybody who knew him say that he's a truthful, honest, serious law officer. So I would say these CE2 incidents, they are the real bone in my throat. And I don't know how to explain them. I would, though, flip it around and ask, is it likely that if we were being visited by extraterrestrial aircraft for a period now of 70 years, that we would have something like three cases of really difficult to explain physical traces left behind? I would expect many, many more.
That's the interesting part about it, yes. The lack of verifiable, scientifically valid material evidence, that's one of the first things that I, as a ufologist, have to readily admit right up front. And I think a lot of other ufologists don't want to. They want to continue believing, and they'll avoid the question. But I think if we're going to make any progress, it's one of the things that we need to face the facts about, that at least we in the public don't have that kind of evidence. But then again, is that the only evidence that's sufficient to substantiate belief?
Yeah. Now, according to the country's newspaper of record, the New York Times, from last December, somewhere in, I think, hangars in Las Vegas, there are pieces of metal retrieved from UFOs that have compounds unknown on Earth. This is reported by Ralph Blumenthal, who is one of the New York Times reporters and who wrote an extremely fine article a few years ago about John Mack. Now, if these pieces of metal that were reported last December turn out, number one, to exist, number two, to be examined by scientists coming from different approaches who publicly declare them to be compounds unknown to Earth, then I am going to have to surrender. But I must tell you, I am not expecting that to happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect it to happen either.
Because it never happens in the UFO field. We always think we have a smoking gun, and it just fizzles. We're not going to fizzle now. I'm going to remind you that we have the Paracast Plus with the ad-free version of this show and the After the Paracast podcast available for prices starting at just $1.49. And don't forget, we're coming up on the fifth anniversary of the Paracast Plus. Almost 5 years. We introduced the After the Paracast podcast before then, and we're working on some fifth anniversary specials for you, okay? Big specials. So this is the time to consider signing up for the Paracast Plus. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. David Halperin, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.